Thanks very much. Hi, everyone. So I have no disclosures, no relationship to disclose. I want to tell you a little bit about who we are, some background on MPIC, and then give you an overview of hospital discharge data. I don't know if many of you are familiar with the discharge data set, but it's a really nice data set to do some of these analyses that you can work on a statewide level. So I sort of want to use the unexpected newborn complication metric to show you how you can analyze your statewide data that comes from your hospital discharge data set, and specifically talk about the value of using green data. This is what we call green data. It's not primary data collection. It's data collection that is there for other purposes, but really can be mined for purposes of quality improvement activities within your hospital, within your state, within your region. Give you a sense of the unexpected newborn complication metric and our membership database. So just a little bit on MPIC. We are a nonprofit. We're 30 years old. We were spun off from a large women's hospital in Providence, Rhode Island. We're dedicated to the improvement of perinatal health through comparative data analysis, program evaluation, health services research, and professional continuing education. We're subject matter experts in the analysis of very large perinatal data sets. We do a lot of quality improvement reports for members and for contractors. We mentioned the Department of Defense. We've had a Department of Defense contract for 13 years, so all the women who deliver in a military hospital or in a civilian hospital paid for by the military, we have that data, and we do that analysis on their outcomes, on their quality indicators, and feed that up to the Defense Health Agency and then also to all of the military treatment facilities around the world. We're data partners with the developers of the Adverse Outcome Index. If you're familiar with the AOI, we were the data partners with that group. And with Research Triangle, we've got a national analysis going on right now to look at, to do the data support for their process improvement in the labor delivery area. And then Ariadne Labs. Ariadne Labs is in Boston. It's a joint venture with the School of Public Health, Harvard School of Public Health, and Brigham and Women's Hospital, and it's run by Dr. Atul Gawande. So we've been working with one of his researchers to work on what are the management and operational issues that impact low-risk C-sections. So as I mentioned, there's lots of opportunities to do some primary data collection. They're listed here, but you may not be that familiar, certainly familiar with the birth certificate data, which is collected at the hospital level at the time of birth. Hospital discharge data is, again, a secondary data source that is really robust for doing a lot of neonatal, perinatal analysis. Our membership database is built on the administrative data set. Sometimes this is called the UBO4, which is the Uniform Billing data set. There's a lot of information within that data set, and the thing that's really nice about it is that every single patient that is discharged from the hospital has a file in the hospital discharge data set. So not only includes mothers and babies, but also all your adult med-surg, pediatric, GYN, everything. So our database has about 710,000 perinatal events every year, but about 1.4 million that cover all of the other areas I just mentioned. Our focus initially was on hospitals that did subspecialty care, so the large flagship perinatal centers that have large birth volumes. Our birth volume has averaged about 4,000 deliveries a year, but we're branching out to include a lot of the community hospitals because of the fact that a lot of our flagship hospitals are in fact parts of systems, and so they want to know what's the quality of the care at those smaller facilities, especially from the perspective of risk, medical liability and risk. A lot of our members, we can do linked mother-baby analyses on that data. So again, the administrative data, this is a quote from Dr. Jeff Gould out in Stanford, was saying that there's a value in building statewide culture of excellence. You can minimize data collection at the primary level by using green data, which is collected for another purpose but can really be used for QI services. So again, as I mentioned, every patient gets a hospital discharge data set. Most states collect that data from their hospitals 6 to 8 weeks after the close of the quarter. If you're not familiar with that data set within your own state, certainly there are lots of opportunities to talk to folks at the state level, either Department of Public Health, Hospital Association, and find out more about it. Many states will link mother-baby records, so you can look at what's happening on the maternal side and then see what's the impact on the baby. So this is NQF measure 176. It was developed by the California Maternal Quality Care Collaborative. It is a measure that identifies what most people expect when they go into the hospital to have a baby. That is, if they have a term infant, they expect to leave with a healthy newborn baby. They don't expect complications either at the severe level or at the moderate level. It was endorsed by NQF in January 2011. The initial measure actually said, let's look at those babies that are healthy. What are the ones that are a healthy term infant? So the metric was up around 95%. The developers got the feedback and said, we'd really like to see that group that falls out. What are the babies that do have an unexpected complication? So the denominator here is singleton, the baby, one infant. Term infants greater than 37 weeks, greater than 2,500 grams, without congenital anomalies or fetal malformations, not exposed to maternal drug use or selected maternal conditions. It's all based on administrative data except APGAR. APGAR is a measure of how the baby looks at the point of delivery. APGAR is a very difficult metric to get on the administrative side. So the numerator is those babies that have severe complication, either died, were transferred out for a higher level of care, extremely low APGAR, or other severe complications like septicemia, length of stay of greater than 4 days. The moderate complications are less complicated birth trauma, respiratory or neurological complications, complications requiring a longer length of stay, not related to jaundice or social issues, so border babies or things like that. This is the documentation. This is available on the CMQCC website or on our website. This just shows you your denominator inclusions. As I mentioned, babies that are basically term infants with no apparent complications that you can all identify using ICD-9 or soon ICD-10 coded data. These are the denominator exclusions. Again, it's a very complex sort of flow sheet. And all of the coding that is required to look at these metrics is embedded in the documentation that's available at those two sites. So the data fields that you need, as I mentioned, are ICD-9 or ICD-10. So you can look at what are the complications. Discharge disposition would identify whether or not the baby was discharged. There was an inborn death. Discharge to a higher level of care, that's a transfer out code. APGAR, as I mentioned, is difficult to get. And then length of stay is just a calculated field. This is some data from a recent analysis that we did. I won't go too much through it, but basically say that what we found is you can see that the total unexpected newborn complication was about 3.7%, and the way it divides out between severe and moderate is 1.6 and 2.1. So in a report like this, and this is something you can create at your own hospital level using this data or at your statewide level or at a regional level, so you can do these metrics using the administrative data set. What we do is we recommend to our hospitals that they focus on those cases that have the severe outcomes, mainly to look at the documentation, look at the coding by the coders, and to make sure that in fact, if this is a real serious quality problem, that they in fact begin to set up a quality improvement initiative. This is the rate in which babies that have these severe complications show up in the special care nursery or are transferred to a higher level of care. So you can see on average it's about 80%, which is pretty notable. This is a graphical display of the distribution between moderate and severe. that you can use to provide your hospitals with some information basically on how they should be looking at this, as I said, unexpected newborn complication. Here's another way just to look at your statewide average and if you were looking at it by hospital. So basically it's a relatively new metric that includes all low-risk neonates. It measures those complication and adverse events that families would not expect. It's divided into those severe and moderate outcomes, and it uses hospital discharge data. As I said, there is no data collection. That data set is sitting there at your state level, either with your hospital association or with a vendor. And generally, if you get into you get to the right channels, you can get this data set and you can mine this data set for a statewide perinatal quality improvement activity. Thank you.